Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, I'll tell you, at Sunbury Motors, Jen was just talking about Operation KidSafe. It's invaluable. Like, it's just one of those preventative things that is just smart to have. Too many strange things happen in today's climate. First one of these I participated in promoting was about 20 years ago. So that'll be at Sunbury Motors. Play-by-play call of the day, Yoenis Cespedes for the Mets.
Fastball driven in the air, pretty deep to right center. Inciarte sprinting back at the track, at the wall. He jumps, and he made the catch! He made the catch! And the Braves win the ball game 4-3.
And the Mets, Howie Rose, by the way, with the call last night on WFAN and the Mets radio network, they got swept by the Braves. I mean, if you could sit there and handpick your schedule as to where you would like to have the Braves placed, the last 3 days would have been the days that you picked. Right? It's amazing.
There's really only two teams that have had the Mets' number this year, the Marlins and the Braves.
Well, at least the Marlins have been good all season. Yeah. The Braves have not. Now, the Braves have obviously some young talent, and they're really pointing toward next year. Okay, I got it. But, wow. I mean, I know the Mets are struggling right now with starting pitching for obvious reasons. I mean, they've just had so many injuries. It's stunning how many injuries they've had. And that's been the crusher for them. Injuries are such a determining factor in these things. And a lot of, I always love people. Well, those are excuses. Okay, here you go. You wave the magic wand. You tell me what's going on. I mean, injuries in youth, and are just two big things. You have to be able to grow up in the speed of the game, and you can't be deterred. I mean, injuries are an awfully tough item to overcome unless you have the depth to overcome it. And I've talked about this before, and it's an example I've cited a few times. Remember when Michael Motti, the second time he got hurt, he was hurt three times at Penn State, once in the preseason, then in games he got hurt again at Temple at the Link, and then he got hurt at Beaver Stadium against Indiana. Well, the second time was against Temple at the Link. It was early in the season, too. It was like one of the fourth game of the year or something like that. And if you remember, Penn State was able to survive the injury because look who replaced him, Nate Stupar. So you had one NFL draft pick replaced in the lineup by another NFL draft pick. Nate ended up being a seventh-round pick of the Raiders. And Nate's hung around the league for a while, whether it's with teams, practice squads, things like that. So I think that's quality depth when you can build that kind of depth. When you don't have that kind of depth and then you lose guys to injuries, it just completely sets you back. And look at the Mets, for example. I mean, did any of us think that they're starting pitching? I mean, it sort of seemed at the top of the list to be somewhat bulletproof with their starting pitching.
It seems like the apples have really been dropping off the cart since DeGrom got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And this whole thing about innings and babying pitchers, look, how much has Steven Strasburg been babied in his career in terms of innings and approach? I mean, really. And I use the babied as a term.
Well, the funny part, as soon as you said that, I was thinking, shut him down for the year.
Right. It's not a criticism. I'm not criticizing Steven Strasburg, and I'm not criticizing really the Nationals at least to a point I'm not, but I'm not criticizing Strasburg. You're either healthy or you're not. You can't, you know, that's, you know, you can't sit there and predict with a crystal ball. But, you know, they've shut him down on a couple of occasions. And he still gets hurt. Well, how are you supposed to prevent that? You know, I mean, the injuries are fluky. They just happen, and they call into question the kind of depth that you have. Now, Penn State's got that same thing coming up this week. In the preseason, the three linebackers that they trotted out on the second team were Manny Bowen, Jay Cooper, and Brandon Smith. Well, not one of them is a second-string linebacker this week. They're all starting. And it's not just the fact that they're starting, okay? That's not quite, okay? It's a little bit more than that. I'll give you an example. Let's give you a baseball example. If my closer gets hurt, I will then take my setup guy and make him my closer, right?
Okay.
And you're fine. But here's the problem. Who do you move up to take the setup job? Usually your setup guy is really, really good. So if your closer does go down, you just bump him up, and you're, you know, you may not be as great as the closer, but you're going to be pretty much in the neighborhood. You'll be okay. The problem is the domino effect is who then is the person that sets him up. Now let's take it back to football. You can have Brandon Smith, I think, who will play well on Saturday. Manny Bowen, who's getting better. Jake Cooper. The problem is, what do you do behind them? I mean, Cam Brown hasn't played meaningful snaps on defense to this point. You know, Jan Johnson's been out there. I mean, what do you do? And obviously, Koa Farmer's been moved from safety to outside linebacker. So that's where the domino comes in. The domino comes in of, okay, can you get by with Bowen, Cooper, and Smith as your linebackers? Yeah, I think you can get by. The problem is, what do you do after them? And that becomes the sticking point and the issue. You can get by with, you know, Grant Haley didn't play last week's game. He got bumped up in the Pitt game. All right, well, Christian Campbell stepped in and he started last week, and you've got some depth. See, Imani Oyewariye steps in, he can play pretty well. Now, the extra guy after that becomes Jordan Smith. So, again, the it's not just who steps in next. It's what kind of depth do you now have behind that person? There's the domino. And that's the same story in every sport. Georgia Tech plays Clemson tonight. Patriots play the Texans tonight. A couple of intriguing games right there. I'm looking, I think tonight will be a couple of really good games. I mean, both of them. Style-wise, Georgia Tech has the offense where they can maybe keep Deshaun Watson and the Clemson offense off the field because Georgia Tech runs that option play, their option offense that Paul Johnson loves to run. They can eat up some time on the clock and maybe keep Watson off the field, especially if they can score with the darn thing. I don't know if Clemson has enough I don't know if Georgia Tech has enough defense to slow down Watson. That's a big hit. Watson is, I mean, he, Peppers, McCaffrey, I mean, right now at the quarter pole of the season, they're all names that would be bandied about for the Heisman Trophy. And justifiably, there'll be other names that enter into it. JT Barrett's name's going to enter into it here at some point. I mean, Barrett's played as I expected. I think we all expected Barrett to be really, really good this year. Really good. But, and the other game tonight is the Patriots game with the Texans. Brock Osweiler tonight for Houston. You got J.J. Watt. You got Cushing. Bill Bryan, first game in Foxborough since he left to take the Penn State job. And you got Jacoby Brissett starting tonight at quarterback for the Patriots. And I'll say this about the Patriots. I mean, you know, you may not like them, and they may be Darth Vader in the league and so forth. But it's amazing when they need the next guy to step up. 8 times out of 10, the next guy steps up, doesn't he?
Patriots fans, Patriots on pace to go either 3-1 or 2-2 before Tom gets back. And, you know, you'd ask a Patriots fan with everything going on with Brady, anything up and over 500, they would definitely take.
And there are a couple parts to that. Number one, will Brady, when he comes back, which will be after next week, will he be a little rusty? Maybe. But the next part is, here's the other part. Might he be fresh? And that's something to think about, because there are two sides to that. While everybody else is tired and banged up, he is fresh and ready to go. Interesting. Tomorrow we're going to have Carissa Thompson on the show from Fox Sports. She also hosts the TV show Extra. Now, we did have several questions submitted from the audience about Mario Lopez. I think I'm going to stay away from that. Try and keep it as sports if we can. But I will ask her some questions about Extra because, you know, there's a balancing act that she has to make between the two shows. And you're talking about two entirely different topics. So it's a lot to get ready for in a week. Bob Flounders, Patriot News, PennLive.com. We'll talk about Penn State tomorrow. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. It's all on tomorrow's show. Looking forward to it very much. Be a lot of fun. All right, we'll keep things rolling here today. The Mystic from the East is coming up in the next half hour with his predictions. I can't seem to make up any ground. It's obvious where the intelligence of sports-wise on this show goes. And who's in third place? We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Tomorrow, Carissa Thompson, Fox Sports, will join us. We'll also be joined tomorrow by Bob Flounders, Patriot News, PennLive.com, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, my brother with predictions in the next half hour. He and Sean are tied for first. The alleged expert on the show is last.
No fear. It's only week four.
I'm just going to start throwing darts at the board, see what happens. Might be better than sitting there reasoning my way through it.
See, that's the thing. That's the funk I'm afraid I'm going to get in. I'm going to start to overanalyze and start to think about it too much. And
well, it's funny how things work, because actually on the network, Jack and I are tied for first, I guess. And then on the TV show that I do, Jay Paterno and I are tied first, so it's like I get to this show, buried, gone.
Far from gone. You're only two behind. No problem. You'll get there.
Get there what?
You'll get there.
I'm just going to start picking upsets all over the place, see what happens. I'm going to panic. How many times have I said that the worst thing you can do is panic? You know, management by panic, you know, everything. Like, yeah, we're going to panic. I'll stop panicking. Oh, that's why most things in life don't work. The moments that you panic and then you start making irrational decisions, I'm not going to panic just yet. I'm just going to call all upsets and see how it goes. Oh, God. All right, so that's what we have coming up. Was it Russia's leading Finland 2-0? You know, another one of those afternoon World Cup of hockey. I mean, the World Cup of hockey, let's face it. The U.S. gets knocked out, like, right away. So guess what? Nobody's going to watch ESPN City. They're saying, why did we buy this? We bought this for what reason? Hey, by the way, good news for ESPN, by the way. And for Fox Sports 1. Last quarter was the first quarter where cord cutting didn't happen. They actually had an increase in cable in terms of the number of people that carry them on cable.
Now, they definitely needed that. They were kind of going in the, I don't know, say in the red, but just going in the wrong direction for a good year and a half.
Yeah. No, it's been longer than that. I mean, people have been cord cutting left and right. Now, I don't want a cord cut. I like, you know, I like the, for the most part, the options that I have. Now, for example, Service Electric, for example, dropped the Big Ten Network. I don't think that was smart. I mean, I know how much it is per cable viewer. It's like, hey, where do you live?
The good thing is they were able to hammer out a deal and have it back on. So that's right, that's the good thing.
I'm just saying, but they understood, you know, they got bombarded with people.
But a lot of people are thinking, oh, you had all summer to figure it out. It's like right on the brink of the start of the season. It's like, you know.
It's like everything happens like that. I mean, let's face it. Look at all the strikes in sports. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did a thing on this day in sports history, 2 weeks ago, where the NHL locked the players out. And the next time they talked, and this was like early September, didn't talk again until December. Why? Where's the sense of urgency? Where's the sense of trying to get something done? I don't understand why all this stuff goes to the last second. Like, just put some good offers on the table, make it happen, move on. Now, Major League Baseball, since they went through the 1994 strike and ended it, and did permanent damage, by the way, to the sport in the process. I mean, there's some people that never came back. But you notice that since then, there has been nothing remotely close to a labor stoppage. In fact, the last one was done so quietly, most of us didn't even know they did it. Now, the current collective bargaining agreement does run out in December this year. We'll see. I think that will quietly come and go and that they'll get something done. The next big one is going to be the NBA. And the NBA is going to get locked. There is going to be a lockout or a strike or something. I'd be shocked if the NBA did not lock out or strike. And I think it's next year. Not this upcoming season, but I'm talking about 17-18. They're getting more money than the NBA ever dreamed of getting. The TV contract with ESPN and TNT is so off the charts. They're getting like $2.4 to $2.6 billion a year. I mean, if the entire contract was for $1 billion before, they're like, hey, look what we did. Now they're getting like $2.4 to $2.6 billion a year. It's a lot of money to dole out to people. And you've got some talk show host talking about, well, you know, of course, they always refer to these guys by their first names. You know, Mello, like they know them. They don't haven't even been in the same room with them. You're a talk show host sitting in a studio. You've never been in the same room with them. Mello, I mean, look at what he makes, 22. He left some money on the table. It's like, oh, for goodness sake.
I'll tell you what blew me away is the cap in the NBA has, what, doubled in the last 4 years? Yeah. And each team is required to spend at least, what, 90% of their money.
There is a minimum that people don't realize on the cap. There's a max on the cap. Everybody knows about the max. People are realizing the NBA is a minimum. There's a number you have to spend. 1 year, the Sixers were below the minimum. So they had to come up with they had to pay people more money to get to the minimum. And this is why you're going to walk out? For the good of what? for the future? You know, people have kind of had it with certain things. You know, the NFL ratings, the NFL's gone through the Peterson thing, the Ray Rice thing, the Hardy thing, that so totally botched the Brady thing. And I don't care what they say, they have botched the Brady thing. Right? And now they've got this Anthem deal, which, as you know, I'm like, I've got that in complete ignore. All right? But, okay, all the ratings for everything, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football game, all are down right now. All are down. You know, there's only so much that you can just keep, you know, we're trying to show that we're, people want you to play. Okay? They want you to play. No offense. Everybody has the right to free speech and to whatever. But their decisions have made you sit back and go, what? I mean, tonight's Thursday night game does not include Tom Brady at quarterback. Really?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Great to have you with us. And today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for the sports bozo of the day. Did you see that Sacramento mayor, former Phoenix Suns point guard Kevin Johnson, took a pie in the face yesterday? Now, it's not the mayor, Kevin Johnson, it's the security people. Exactly how does the guy get that close to put a pie into the face of the mayor? Really? Really? I mean, I would give it to the Mets for losing three straight to the Braves, but we'll go with this. All right. One of us has to travel tomorrow. So because one of us has to travel tomorrow, it just upsets the entire apple cart. And that means the Mystic from the East, my brother Kevin, is back with us to make his weekly predictions, where so far he's been like Sherman marching to the sea.
Oh, come on.
You're 16 and 7.
I'm just mad because I got better than you. You're making nervous jokes. You go to bed at night pissed off.
So
it's
Sean,
true, isn't it? No, I'm only kidding.
You know, it was funny because I had to do three of these. I was saying on the show earlier, I have to do it on the pregame show with Jack and Derek Williams. I have to do, and we do three games a week. Then we do four games a week on the TV show I do. Mm-hmm. And then there's this. Well, I'm tied for first with Jack on the radio thing. I'm tied for first with Jay Paterno on the TV show. And I'm dead last on this show.
So actually, you're doing good except for us. Me and Sean are whooping up on you.
Except the second you show up, the intimidation factor becomes tremendous.
Well, Sean kicked our butts last week.
So. You went 7-1.
Yeah, I know. Which one did you get wrong?
I got the Sunday night Packers-Vikings game wrong.
Oh,
we all picked the Packers on that one. So
yeah, well, we're all waiting for Aaron Rodgers to come out and play. Yeah.
Right,
well,
and he did not come out and play.
Well, we've got the Packers on our list here in just a little bit, so we'll jump right into our eight games here. Kev, you'll go first, me second, and Stefano will cap it off here. All right, we'll go to the college games. This will probably be the best game I think Big Ten Network will have all season. BTN Saturday at noon. Wisconsin and Michigan State.
Am I up? Who's up?
Yep, you'll be going first. Yep.
Oh, okay. I don't listen well.
I have 57 years experience listening. Yes, he's right.
Yeah, well, you know, that thing you had me look for at the house, it's not there. I've been there twice. So.
I know, because anyway. You know what? You know what? Because they close and it's inside.
Well, it's not
sorry
there.
About that.
I think I got poison ivy. How can you have a Big Ten conference and have two teams that haven't played each other in 4 years? That's just strange, you know?
I completely agree with you. You are absolutely right about that.
The conference is too big, but beside the point, Michigan's riding high over their win over Notre Dame. Wisconsin's missing their running back, Clement, and they're really not setting their quarterback. And to me, they can't beat a team like the Spartans. Wouldn't you have that much going on? I got Michigan State by 17.
Ooh.
Yeah, Paul Chryst, he's still trying to figure out which quarterback he's going to settle on. And they barely beat Georgia State last week. I mean, I think ranked 11th, overrated. Sparty.
Yeah.
Sparty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to go with they did pick one. So, but it's the kid that's going to get the start. Michigan State will win the game.
Yep.
All right. CBS, the 3:30 game on Saturday with Gary and Uncle Vern. It is Florida and Tennessee.
Okay. Florida really hasn't been tested yet this year. And even though Tennessee hasn't played anyone real strong, they've been tested and they've had to get off their back and win the games. They're more talented. They've had to pick themselves up to win games. I just got Tennessee by 7.
Well, for the Gators, Luke Del Rio is out, and they're dealing with backup quarterback Austin Appleby, transferred from Purdue. He's had 11 starts in the last 3 years, so the big crowd's not going to faze him with the Big Ten games that he's been in the past, but he's been inaccurate. Eight touchdowns and 8 picks. So because of that, I'm going to take Tennessee.
The last time Tennessee beat Florida, in fact, there are only 3 coaches in FBS that have their current job that they had it the same day that Tennessee beat Florida. Do you know who the 3 are? Bob Stoops at Oklahoma, Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, and Gary Patterson at TCU.
Oh, yeah, Gary Patterson.
And Florida will keep the streak going. They'll win.
Really? All right, you're making a move.
It's time. It's time. All right, we got a few more. We're going to stay in the SEC. Yeah. Arkansas, Texas A&M.
This is very similar to their TCU game, and just what I'm looking at. And it's a tight game. And I liked Arkansas when I saw them play. And I think this time Arkansas is going to pound and grind. They're going to keep Texas A&M's offense off the field. And by the fourth quarter, their offensive line will wear Texas A&M down. I got Arkansas by 3.
Yeah, Arkansas impressed me in that TCU game as well, Kevin, with quarterback Austin Allen. But I'm going to flip it. He's going to have a tough time dealing with the Aggies' pass rush because you got Myles Garrett. He led the SEC in sacks with 12.5 last year. So
he's a defensive end.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. One of those two defensive ends. So I'm going to go with A&M.
That's a good pick.
I'm with Ground and Pound with Kev. I think that if they can control the clock and score with it and keep Texas A&M off the field, even at Kyle Field, I'll go with Arkansas.
All right, and one more here in the college picks. We're going to go LSU at Auburn.
One quick thing about this game. This is the second game you have with a former Purdue quarterback starting.
Yeah, that's all right. How come they're not saying this?
Because they keep picking somebody else. That's how you end up being 6-30 in your last 36 games.
Well, I think in this game, LSU, I think Fortnite's played well, but I think he's going to have a breakout game here. LSU's defense is starting to really mesh, but their offense really hasn't. But I think LSU's defense is the difference. They held Mississippi State to 56 yards and 22 carries, and that's pretty decent. And LSU's got a dink and dunk and Fournette its way to a win.
Fournette its way.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah. He wrote it like 3 times.
That's pretty good.
That's good. I got LSU by 8.
Fournette had 2 fumbles last week, but he's got to settle in. But when you're comparing quarterbacks, Tigers have their quarterback situation squared away with Danny Etling. He's settling in. Auburn, though, they're inconsistent with their quarterback play. So because of that, I'm going to take the Tigers.
Auburn has just been circling a fogged-in airport. LSU offensively has circled a fogged-in airport, but they've got the best player in the field. I know the game's at Jordan-Hare, but it's going to be LSU in a close, low-scoring game.
Okay. All right, let's now move to the pros for Sunday.
Yeah.
Got a couple of really good 425 games. One of them, the Jets and Kansas City.
For whatever reason, I love the Jets this year. And I don't know if this is the right pick, but I like the Jets because of their defense. And I like Fitzgerald. And Forte's going to have a big game. I got the Jets by three.
Okay.
Well, they don't have the crazy coach there anymore. Todd Bowles, right. Just he's, you know, it's more, you know, he's.
Yeah, I love the coach.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I'm proud of the
Yeah. Yeah, he's got full control of that team.
Yeah. Chiefs, they're, you know, Alex Smith, nothing really to write home to mom about on on defense. The secondary last week, they gave up 100-yard performances to two Houston wideouts. Chiefs did. So, yep, J-E-T-S.
The Chiefs have one of the great stories in all of football. Ross Travis. Ross Travis played basketball here at Penn State for 4 years, and now he's one of the three tight ends on that team. An amazing story. I mean, Ross made the 53-man roster after being on the practice squad last year. I'm going to go with Kansas City at home in Arrowhead.
All right, another breakout game.
I thought you were going to wait till next Sunday night for Chiefs Steelers when you'd break out the Ross Travis card out of the deck.
No, the Steelers are going to beat Kansas City next week. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. All right. Denver, Cincinnati. That's a good spotlight game for Sunday.
I went back and forth on this one. And then I just caved in. Cincinnati's got a rookie offensive coordinator. And for whatever reason, Andy Dalton in a big game against a good team cannot play and cannot win. Remember last year with the Patriots, and was it last year or the year before when Belichick was saying off to Cincinnati after they got blown out by
Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City blew them out, and then the next week they blew Cincinnati out. I just couldn't rely on it. Cincinnati 7-for-27 on third down conversions this year, and 1-for-6 in the red zone. You are not going to beat Denver with numbers like that. No way. And Denver's defense gets better and better and better as the game goes on. And that Denver's defense will score. I got Denver by 10.
Andy Dalton has thrown for more yards than any quarterback through 2 weeks. And it's Trevor Siemian's first away game. So with that, I'm going Cincinnati.
I'm taking Cincinnati at home.
Yeah. But you did, though. But you sounded great.
I'm taking Cincinnati because the game is at Cincinnati. If the game were at Denver, I would have picked Denver. But I think home field means something here.
But you're right, Kev.
That's my breakout game.
Yeah, okay. But their defense, though, I mean, that's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Denver. All right, we talked about Green Bay a few moments ago with Minnesota. Winning last Sunday night, and next up for Green Bay, they're back at Lambeau against Detroit. I think Green Bay has their next four games at home, if I read that right.
They need them at home. Detroit's one of those teams that have always been one of those teams, you know. They both started the season 1-1. Their losses were close games. But for the Packers, close games, it's not good because that means Aaron Rodgers didn't play well.
Right.
Lions penalties are absolutely destroying them. 17 penalties for 138 yards in their last game. That's like a running back with 17 carries and gaining 138 yards. Stafford's played well. Packers defense has kept them in their games so far and played very well. The offense is unbelievably not good. I believe Rodgers will have a huge breakout game this week at home. And if he opens up, the running game will open up. And with Abdullah hurt, Detroit doesn't have enough tools to beat the Packers at Lambeau Field. Packers by 9.
Glad you brought up the running game, because the Lions defense, they've given up 5.1 yards per carry, and they are decimated at linebacker. You're right, Kevin. I mean, Aaron Rodgers had a rough season last year. He gave up the crucial fumble last week, which gave Minnesota the victory. I mean, sooner or later, he has got to turn it around, you would think, right?
So. Well, they make all these commercials. Every time they start making commercials, their game goes south, you know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but.
But I'm going to the Green Bay. Discount, double check or not, we're going Green Bay.
I'm now reduced to picking it by which uniforms I like. No.
That works.
It's only week four.
Green Bay dresses the same way that the Enfield Green Raiders used to dress.
They're the Eagles now.
I know, that's their fault.
Enfield Eagles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because of, you know, I'm sure they because the Green Raider was an Indian or something like that, right?
Well, no, the Raiders were a Raider, and then they merged with Fermi High School, which are the Falcons. So they had to come up with the Eagle Bird, and they called them the Eagles.
Fabulous.
It took 2 years to figure that out.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, knowing that town, it took 15 meetings. Green Bay gets the call next.
All right. 100.9 The Valley, Eagle 107. We've got it covered both sides. The Pennsylvania Pro Football Showdown, Steelers at the Eagles.
There's not a lot here. You know, you got a rookie quarterback against a Hall of Fame veteran. All aspects of the game, in my opinion, the edges all go to Pittsburgh. Philadelphia's defense is pretty good. My hero, Dancing with the Stars, Antonio Brown, will have a 200-yard receiving game. I love that show. Holy crap. It's my dream to be on it.
Don't tell me you're sitting there in your couch Monday night and you're calling up votes for Ron Lochte. Don't go there. Don't go there.
There's something about it. So, anyway,
you're picking the Steelers because, Sean, that's your team.
Well, Kev's right. Pittsburgh's got the top flight wide receiver. The Eagles don't. Steelers defense, they've only given up 2 touchdowns in 2 games. Both were in the fourth quarter. Black and gold.
Yeah. At this stage, the Steelers are the better team. Maybe down the road they might not be, but at this stage they're the better team. They win.
Right now the Steelers are the best team in football in a lot of people's eyes.
And Roethlisberger hasn't played that well. I mean, that's the stunning part. If you're a Pittsburgh fan, Roethlisberger's been only okay through 2 games. He starts getting into a groove, they're going to be really hard to stop.
Yeah. And get Le'Veon Bell back. Watch out.
Look out.
Well, hey, I look forward to this every single week.
It's fun.
Yep.
So does the audience. They seem to be loving it. So.
Okay. Do you guys watch Big Brother?
No, I've seen it a couple times. I've seen it a couple times, but I'm a little busy with baseball.
That's my favorite show. It was a Super Bowl of Big Brother last night. It was great. I'm rambling. Go ahead.
Big Brother, Judge Judy. Feeling a reality TV show segment's
and
coming up
Dancing
next.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
it's an all-star
Dancing
lineup.
With the Stars is great.
When's this madness going to stop?
Well, what's his name? The linebacker for Denver was on it last year.
Yeah, Von Miller was. Yeah,
yeah,
Miller,
he was great.
Yeah, Von and AB. Yeah, they both were. Yep.
And now this year they got, what's his name, Johnson from Detroit.
Yep, Calvin Johnson's there.
Calvin Johnson.
Well, he's retired. Good. He's got time to kill now that he's retired.
Yeah, so. Emmitt Smith won it.
He did.
So did what's his name from the Steelers.
Yep, Hines Ward won it too.
Yeah, Hines Ward won it.
Yep.
This is a top-notch show. You know, it's good. And then they had a guy attack Ryan Lockett, so that was cool.
Oh, Jesus.
He came, I'm telling you, he attacked him.
It happened.
Live TV, and security had to tackle the guy and carry him out of there. So, So there's action. There's just a lot going on.
More than just dancing.
That's exactly.
And we haven't mentioned Aaron Andrews, so.
Yeah, she's there. She's
okay.
Very, very good. So.
Hey, all right. Hey, Kevin, have a good week.
You too. Thanks, guys.
We will.
Good luck.
I need it. We'll come back to wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, here we go. Top of the hour news. Tomorrow, Carissa Thompson from Fox Sports will join us. Bob Flounders, Patriot News, PennLive.com. And also Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, all on tomorrow's show. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. Thanks to all of our announcers that will be calling high school games tomorrow night on the Sunbury Broadcasting family of stations. And, of course, to the Mystic from the East, who's winning so far in our competition. And no, I do not lose sleep for one second over this. In fact, as you can tell, I haven't even thought about it. I picked one game by the color of the uniform.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.